The Gemara on Samaches on the base is discussing a drasha on a pasuk which speaks about Gezel Hager Katan. So Tosis discusses, the long Tosis discusses the two issues. How do you have a Ger Katan on the level of Deraisa? The Gemara says in Ksubis that Ger Katan, what Bilimoso Adaz Bezdin, is based on Zochel Yadim Shalai Bifanov. The Gemara Nezer Neshach seems to say that Tzchiyah L'Katan is only Midirabbanan. There is no Tzchiyah L'Katan in Atera. So that's one half of the Tosis. And the other half of the Tosis they're discussing, how does the Katan have any moment? The Mishnah says, Mitzias Cherishat to the Katan is only Gezal Mipnei Darki Shalom. But we assume not only is there a need for Das Makna, if I own property, I want to give it, but Matan, I want to sell it. I have to be a Bar Das, there's an institution of Das Makna. Tosis assumes there's an institution of Das Koina. If a Katan wants to be Zechem and a Hefka, the Katan is Allah Bar Das, and there's no Das Koina. So the Mitzias Katan is only Midi Rabbana. So how can you have a Drosha on a Pasuk about Gezal Ager Katan? The Ger Katan doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa because there's no Zoch in the Katan, and there's no Mama. The Katan doesn't have Mama. So we discussed a couple of weeks ago the first part of the Tosfos, how do you have Schia, the Geris, on the Katan. And then Tosfos, when the very wide lines come, Tosfos suggests another answer. How do you have a Ger Katan on the level of the Raisa? So they refer you to the Gemara, Yivam, Mazdaf, Ein Chesam, and Aleph, Mu'berish, and Izgaira, Beno, Ein, Etzor, Tvila. If a non-Jewish woman is pregnant and she's tovel in the mikveh, she's megayer, so the tefillah l'shem geris is chal on the baby as well. So Tosfos says, there you have it. You have a case where the ger katan becomes a ger on the level of the reis. So Rabbi Kivega has a sefer on Gemara that's called Drush V'chidush. So the Drush V'chidush on Ksubas on Daf Yud Beis Amin Aleph, he poses the following kasha. The Gemara there in Yivamas Daf Ayin Ches Amin Aleph says, how do you understand this din? Muberish and his guy, Rabbi Noah, ain't it sort of tfil? So we know that there is a big machloikis whether Uba Yerachim or Uba Lav Yerachim, both by people, if a woman is Muberis, or by behemoth, if the behemoth is Muberis. Uba Yerachim or Uba Lav Yerachim. Machloikis, the Ri and the Rabbi Natam, how do we paskin? Should we paskin Uba Yerachim or Uba Lav Yerachim? The Tosis laid on Daf Pei, on the base. Has the machloikis, the Ri and the Rabbi Natam. And the Ran and Chulen and Daf Nun Ches also has this big machlek, as the Rin, the Rabbi Natan, how do you paskin? Where is it in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch? Where is it quoted? It's a punkt in Hilchas Yom Kippur, when you shlok kaparis. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah discusses if a woman is muberis, do you need two kaparis, or is it good enough with one chicken for the mother and for the Uber? So there's a biragro there, goes into the discussion, how do we paskin? Uber Yerachim, Uber Lav Yerachim. Okay, that's where it's quoted Lahaloch in Shulchan Aruch. So the Gemara there in Yivam Mizdaf Ayin Ches Amin Aleph says, how do you understand this din? Meberish in his garib b'no ayin etzor tefila. So if you'll do b'yarechimoy, so the tefila of the mother, the uber is ge'eber me'evareho, so the tefila of the mother is good for the uber, that we understand. But if you'll do b'alav yarechimoy, and it's a guf b'fnei atzmoy, so the baby needs his own tefila, so the mother's body is a chatzitza on the baby. And even though the din is that min ha-Torah chatzitza only poses a problem if it's ruba u-makbid, and the baby's very happy to be inside the mother's body, so it's ain't a makbid. So the Gemara says that you need makbid, that's only rubai needs makbid. But if it's kuloi, even if it's ain't a makbid, it's still a chatzitza. Here the baby is, no part of the baby, no part of the uber is touching the mei ha-mikveh at all, so it should be no good, it's kuloi. Even though ain't a makbid, it should be a chatzitza. So the Gemara gives the answer, that's okay, Einu Revise, since this is the natural growth, this is the way babies grow inside the mother's rechem, so it's not a chatzitza. So that's an important Gemara, Einu Revise. That's an important Gemara. Moshe Feinstein has a lot of tshuvas, the poskim in Europe have tshuvas based on the Mordechai, that whatever something is necessary for medical purposes, that's the way it has to be. You have a chatzitza, and you need the, you want the stitches there in order to, that everything should heal. So that's not considered a chatzitz. Okay, so that's another story. So Rabbi Kivega and the Jewish Vechidish is bothered with Akasha that Bishleim, if you hold Uba Yerachimoi, so Meberish and Izgaira, the Uba becomes a Ger, without saying Zochel Yadam Shalai Bifanav. It's one goof. It's the Eivam Eivareho, so it's not based on Zochel. But if you hold Uba Lav Yerachimoi, so the mother is separate and the Uber is separate. So there's a tefillah on the mother and a separate tefillah on the Uber. And the tefillah of the Uber, the Gemara explains why it's not a chatzitza, but it's a separate tefillah on the Uber. So the Vaita is based on Ger Kot Matbila Mosa Adaz Bezen. So Vaita, if you hold Zechiel, the Kot, and it's only Midir Abana, like the Gemara Nezah Neshach. So what did Tosfos gain? How did Tosfos solve their problem? that Muberish and his Gaira, the Uber is a Ger Min HaTorah, if it's Uber Levi Achima, so you have the same problem. The mother is granting Das on behalf of the Uber, so that's based on Zochan HaMishlavifonu, so it's no good. That's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. So there's a fantastic Sefer that's called Tzemach David, He'oris and Shuvas Rabbi Kivega. The one who wrote the Sefer was a descendant of Rabbi Kivega. His name was Taka Akiva. Rabbi Chana Wasserman engaged him, sight unseen, to be the top Rosh Yeshiva in Baranovich, based on that Sefer, Tzemach David. He saw the Sefer, it's fantastic. He invited him to come give the highest shiur in Baranovich. When he came, so he was stunned to see that he was single, he wasn't married. And then he was surprised to see that he stuttered something terrible. He wrote beautifully, but he stuttered so terribly that students didn't understand one word that he was saying. So Rabbi Chanan asked Rabbi Chaim Moise, his brother-in-law. Chaim Moise and Rabbi Chanan were married to two sisters. So he said, what should he do? He hired this rabbi and he came, and he's a single guy. So he said, that'll straighten out. Okay, he'll get married. So ultimately he got married. And then he died in Siberia. In the middle of the war, he died from malnutrition in Siberia. That was the end of the story. Then what's with the, they don't understand what he's saying, so he said, so they'll understand. So it took a couple of months, took a half a year. The students listened to Shia, took a half a year till he understood what language he was talking. So he has in his sefer, Tzemach David, he has an oris on Gilyan Hashas, and he has an oris on Drush Mechidish, but this he has the oris on Shuvah Reish Beis. So on Shuvah Reish Beis, he says, he thinks the Teretz, the Rebbe Kevegas Kashi, can be found in Iran and the Dorim, the Ran in Chulin on Daf Nun Ches, where the Ran has a Chiddush. He doesn't know how to formulate it. The Tzemach David doesn't know how to formulate it, but he points it out. And what he pointed out is really Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, is quoted as having said this. And they quote it from the Brisker Rav to answer Kasha San Kotchim, and the Chazon Ish has it, and the Radzina Rebbe has it in his Sefer. Many of the Gedolim from the 1900s, they all have the same answer. It's a chiddush that even if you hold uba lav yerechimai, it doesn't mean that it's two different people. It's one person with two bodies. Use Rav Soloveitchik's language, it's one gavra with two heftzes. He used it, he was explaining. The Gemara says that a person is chatzi ebed v'chatzi ben chorin is chayv tehit kiyo shayfer. An ebed is not chayv in kiyo shayfer because an isha is pturah to mitzvah seseh shasman groma. And kol mitzvah she'isha p'tura bo ho'evet pata bo. But if a person is a chatzi ben chorin, so he's mechiv to hit ki'a shofar because of the chatzi ben chorin. So the Gemara says, and Shulchan Aruch quotes, he's not able to blow shofar for himself because le'osi tzad abdus amoitzi tzad ben chorin. Because the ki'a shofar is being blown by him, he's a chatzi evet. So the chatzi evet shebo can't be moitzi the chatzi ben chorin shebo. He has to listen to tkiyas that someone else is going to blow. So they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim Akasha, so the Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin is Mukhiv to wear tefillin because of the Chatzi Ben Chorin Shabo. So when he puts on the tefillin, so half of the tefillin is on the Chatzi Eved Shabo. So how is it Yoytze? Lo Yossi Tzad Eved Avdus Mapik Tzad Ben Chorin. So Rav Soloveitchik said B'Shem Rab Chaim, Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chorin is one goof with two gavras. And over here, this is one gavra with two goofim. Uba Lavi Yerachim is not that it's two different people. By behemoth also, it's not that it's two different korbanas. Not that it's two different behemoths. It's one behemoth with two goof. That answers a lot of kashas. So that's what the Tzemach David writes is probably the teretz to kashas Rebbe Kivega. Tosis means to say, even according to that side in the Gemara in Yevam Masayin Ches, that Uba Lavi Yerachim and the Uber needs its own tefillah. It needs its own tefillah, but it's one person. So the das of the mother is one person with two gufim. So the mother is not being zeche gevres for a different person. The mother has two gufim, and the mother is one gavre, and the mother has das gevres. So that's not based on zoch. And that explains also why you're looking at Pischei Tshuva there in Hilchas Gevres in Yerideya. So the quote that the Gemara said in Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph and Omer Aleph, that in an instance of ger kotem at bilamoso adas bezn, higdili yicholim limchois. Why is that? Because the Gemara says in Chulin and Daf Mem, that's I want to give you a gift and you are not here. So I give the gift to someone who is here and he's zeich on your behalf. Zochan liyad mishlei b'fonav. So when you initially find out about it, that someone was zeich a matana for you, for me, you don't want to be indebted to me. You say right away, tzavach metchila b'yatzof. You say right away, you don't want the matana. So the Gemara says, if you're moicha metchila b'yatzof, So you undo the whole zochin. So that's the pashat pshat and the gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph. That ger kotem at bilamos al das bezdin is based on zochin and mishlei b'fonav. In every case of zochin, when the person finds out, when he reaches bar mitzvah and he finds out they omegayer him, they did him a toiv, and he says, "No, thank you. I don't want to be Jew. I should rather remain on nachri." So yichalim limchos, because that's like any case of zochin, you can be meicha. So the achrayim say higdil yichalim limchos doesn't apply to muberish in his gaira b'no enit zorch tefila. Why not? Even if you hold uber lav yerechimoi, it's not that the mother is zoicha the geiris for the uber. It's two gufim. The Gemara raised an issue of chatzitza because two different gufim, each guf needs its own tefila, but it's one person. So it's one person, one das. So the mother wants the geiris. So that's fine. What did the Ran say? This is all based on the Ran in Chulin Daf Nun Ches. So the Ran in Chulin is quoting this machlekes that Tosfos has on Pei Amud Beis, machlekes Derina Rabbi Natam that the Bi'ur Agra quotes in Hilchos Shlogim Kapparis. How do we paskin? Do we paskin ubi yarechimu or belav yarechimu? So the Rina Rabbi Natam had a machlekes. So part of this story is based on a Gemara, which Gemara seems to indicate one way or the other, whether they paskin yarechim or lav yarechim. So there's a Gemara in the Gemara there in Chulin, Daf Nun Ches says, if you have a nisabra v'lebesof nitrefo, an animal became pregnant, and then a simetreif is developed on the mother, and then the vlad is born. So the Gemara quotes it, one version in the Gemara, it's a machlekes hatanaim, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, whether the vlad min hatrefa is also bachil or not. What's the nekudas hamachlekes? So the Gemara said, that's it. If uba yerechimai, so it's one goof. So when the mother was nitrefa, when she was muberes, so the vlad is also a trefa. But if y'all do uba lav yerechimai, it's a separate goof. So the mother was nitrefa, the uba was not nitrefa. So the vlad ben hatrefa will be mutter. That's how the Gemara says. How do we talk a paskin? A vlad ben hatrefa is also a mutter. So there's a Gemara in Beitza davava mer aleph. The Gemara says a davar pasha. Vlad hanerlet ben hatrefa is mutter. So don't you see beferish uba lav yerechima that the simen trefas on the mother doesn't affect the vlad. So that's what the Ran quotes the machlokes the Rina Rabbein and Tam. So some of the Balei HaTosfos say half of the Balei HaTosfos say that's not a raya. That's a different story. Even though uber yerechimoi and the trefus alpidin was chal anu uber also because it's one goof, but later on trefus depends on chius. So when the vlad is born, so it doesn't have any trefus. So it's like trefa chazeres lehechshera. And achenami b'shaitai if the simet trefus that was nisaba on the mother alpidin uber yerechimoi was chal on the uber also and the uber should be a trefa. But then when the uber bounces out and it's born on its own. So the whole trefus was healed. So that's really a big machloikus. What's taka the din? Whether trefus chazeres lehechshera or not. There is a machloikus, the Ramban and the Rosh. In the fourth perek in Maseches Chulin, perek Behemam Kasha, the Mishnah has there a din. If the animal has a broken leg in a certain location, so the whole animal is considered a trefus. And if the leg is broken below that point or above that point, so then the Gemara says, so from that point on, you're not allowed to eat that part of the leg that's dangling. The Gemara has the pasuk basa basod treifa lo sachelu. So the Gemara says, why does it say basod? It should say basa treifa lo sachelu, an animal which is a treifa. Basa basod treifa means that the animal, the sheep or the goat or the cow, was roaming around on the pasture. And a bigger animal came and it clawed it and attacked it and it broke its leg and it made it into a trefa. Why does it have to be basa basoda? If it's basa babais, it's also basa trefa lo sachelu. The Gemara says, trefa lo sachelu is one din. And the word basoda tells you, kimin shiyatza basa chutz l'mchitzosa ne'asar. If the basa went out of its mechitza, so what's considered out of its mechitza? The Gemara gives different examples. So one example is if you have kochi kochim, which were removed chutz la'azara. Even if you bring it back, it's nifsal b'yotze, because kimish yotze basa chutz l'mchitzasa. Kochim kalim l'mchitza is the whole Yerushalayim. So if you take korban pesach, or b'chor meiser, or shlomim, you take it chutz Yerushalayim, even if you bring it back in, it's nesar, it's nifsal b'yotze, you're not allowed to eat it, even if you bring it in. Or if you shech the mother, and there's a ben peku inside, so hotzi uber is yoda, that's the first Mishnah, b'eimam kasha. So if hotzi uber is yoda, even if the uber pulls it back in, the mechitza for the uber is the rechem of the mother, and the aver hoitzi yodai chutz le rechem, even if chazar even if the behemoth, even if the uber pulls the leg back in before you shech the mother, kim chiyotza basil chutzl mechitzos anesar, and you're not allowed to, and you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara has the same. If you have behemoth chay v'yoyf, and it has a broken leg, and the bottom part of the leg, the bottom part of the leg is just dangling there because it's held on by the skin, but it's really broken. So the shechita is chal on the whole animal, but on that part that's dangling, so that's called chutzlum chitzosa, because it's a dangling, it's not really so attached to the rest of the bein. So the Mishnah has there a din, if you have, let's say, an animal has a broken leg in a certain location on the leg, so the whole animal is a trefa. So you can't eat any part of the animal. So the Rosh quotes the Kasha from the Ramban, what's the problem? Let him take a saw and cut off another 2 inches, and if you cut off the leg slightly above this location, so only that part that's below will be also, the rest of the animal will not be a trefa. So why does the Mishnah say it's a trefa? Cut off a little higher and it won't be a trefa. So Ramban says, Anachanami, if the sheichet has sechel, he'll take a saw and cut off another inch, and the shechita will be on the rest of the animal. He wasn't thinking, and he shechted the animal when it had the broken leg the way it is in that location by the Tzumas Hagidin, I think. So the whole animal is a treif. So the Rosh says, Tamua, what do you mean? Treif chazeres lachshera? There is no such thing. Since the animal became a treif, it can't be chazer lachshera. So this is a fundamental machlekes harishonim, machlekes the Ramban and the Rosh. The Ramban thinks treif is chazeres lachshera, and the Rosh thinks it cannot be. The Rosh brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Gemara first starts off the first daf in Pe'im HaMkasha, if Hotzi Uber is Yodoy, and then the Uber pulls back its leg before you shech the mother, so the Gemara presents it as if it's a machlekes amoraim, whether that limb will be mutter or not. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says that limb will be Yasser, that's how we paskin, even Chazar v'Echnisoy, the limb will be Yasser. And they quoted as if Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, somebody came from Eretz Yisrael, they said the name Rabbi Yochanan, the limb is Chayzel HaTeres. So the Gemara says, we don't accept that. Either it's not true Rabbi Yochanan never said it, the one who said the report said it over incorrectly, or Rabbi Yochanan maybe did say it, but we don't accept it, because the Brisa says, Beferish Kitrefa, Basa Basode, Kivish Yotzo Chutzlim Chitzos. So the word Basode is Miuteres, and it has the connotation of Yotzo Chutzlim Chitzos. So the Mechitza of the Uber is the rechem. So once it's yatzel chutz l'mchitzos, even if chazar, even if you bring the kotchim back into the azar, bring the kotchim kalim back into Yerushalayim, it's going to be yasser. So even if the limb comes back into the rechemayim, it's going to be yasser. How do you know? Because it's referred to as like trefa. Kitrefa, just like trefa, eino chazer es lachshera, so to the aver is not. So you see beferish the Rosh Tanya, see beferish from the Gemara. Trefa eino chazer es lachshera. It's really, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, it's Behemoth, it's a Machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos on the same thing. Rashi holds like the Ramban, and Tosfos and the Rosh say the same. Usually the Rosh says the same as Balei HaTosfos, because the Gemara says, Ein Sircha B'Lai Nekev. If you have a Sircha on the lungs, so it's an indication of a Nekev in the Kuvas, and a Nekev in the Reya, a Nekev in the lung is a Trefa. So Rashi learns, Ein Sircha B'Lai Nekev means a Siman that there was a Nekev, and the Sircha developed, and it blocked up the nekev. So it depends, so the Gemara says, if you have 2 lobes of the lung are connected with the sircha, so when the animal is going to inhale, so it's going to, the lobes of the lung are going to be ripping apart from each other, and that's not a good stima malyasa. There was a nekev, and out of the nekev floated some of the fluid, and the fluid solidified, and it developed to become a sircha. And that sircha is going to platz because it's attached to the other lobe, and they keep on breathing, and they're going to rip apart. So that's not a good stima mal, you said. But let's say you would have a sircha on a neck of sircha tluya that's not attached to another lobe. So it's not going to pull apart. Nothing is not going to be ripped apart. So Rashi says that would be okay. So Tosfos says, Hayitoch, and ain't treifu chazeres lachshera. If ain't sircha below neck, it means that there already was a nekev. And the sircha means that was a stima. So how can you be so simanek? Once it's a trefa, it remains a trefa. So Tosfos has a whole different shot. And sircha b'lai nekev means that it's going to develop a nekev. It's a trefa al shem sofa. And Tosfos comes up with a fantastic chiddush. There are 2 dinim of trefas. One is that it already is a trefa, and one is al shem sofa. Al shem sofa, everyone's going to die ultimately. But over here, it's more immediate. So it's al-shayt, and then Tosfos has an afkamina, whether the cholav is asr, maybe cholav of an animal that has a zircha should be mutter, because it's only it's in the future. It's not yet yotzei min atomei. Maybe it's a treif al-shem sofa, but who says that there's a din of yotzei min atomei al-shem sofa? Tosfos comes up with this fantastic chiddush. That basically, this is the machlokes, the Ri and the Rabbi Natam. Can you prove anything from the fact the Gemara in Chulin Daf Nun Ches said that Nisabra will live itself nitra for if you have a pregnant cow, then it developed a simen treifus on the mother. So if you all do be Yerechimo, it's that the simen treifus is chal on the uber as well. And then the vlad should be us. And the Gemara paskins in Beitza Davov and Min Aleph, the vlad hanoilad mina treifus is mutter. So does that indicate that we paskin that the uber lav Yerechimo? So the simen treifus on the mother wasn't chal on the uber. So half of the Balei Tosfos said no, because treifa chazeres lachsherim. The others hold there is no such thing. Treifa ain't a chazeres lachsherim. That's a fundamental machlokes. So that's one part of the run. Then that run in Chulin Daf Nun Ches, and not Gemara, where the Gemara has this machlokes of Lezen Rabbi Yeshua, whether Vlad treifa is also or not. So the Gemara has two interpretations. What's the case? Was it Nisabra Lebesof Nitro? Was it Nitro for Lebesof Nisabra? What's going on? So the Ran there has a comment on a Gemara in Erchin at the end of the first parak. The Mishnah in the end of the first parak talks about a woman, she was Nigma Dino Lemisa, she did some kind of an Avera, Desna made a Gemara Din, she's going to get the death penalty, and she's pregnant. So do you kill her now? You're going to be killing the Uber also, or do you wait till she gives birth? So the Mishnah says it depends. It's Yoshva Ala Mashbir. If she's already in labor, then you wait till the baby is born, because Kvaneka Havlad. But if Lo Yoshva Ala Mashbir, then you kill her right away. So the Gemara learns it from a pasuk. It says it meisa gam shnei. The word gam is always a ribuy. So gam the rabbi says avlad. We give the woman the death penalty even though she's pregnant, and you ignore the fact that there's avlad. So the Gemara said, why do I need a pasuk? Why would I have thought otherwise? So the Ran points out, what do you mean? Why would I think otherwise? You're killing another person unnecessarily. You're killing an uber. Why should you kill the mother and the baby? Wait till the baby is born. Just kill the mother. So the Gemara doesn't answer that. Ma'u de tema, why do you kill abortion? You're killing an uber? So the Gemara says, Ma'u de tema, the Chumash has a din and parshas mishpatim of the Mevelodis. Ki natsu anoshim v'nokfi yishuah v'yotsu li'adeho. So you have to pay the Mevelodis to the Baal. So you see that the uber is mamoni the Baal. So one might have thought that it's not right. You want to give Mrs. Bezin to the woman, but what right do you have to be mafsid her husband, the mamoni the Baal? So I might have thought that you have to wait a couple of months till the baby is born, and then you give the death penalty, not to be mafsid mamon and debal. So kamash malon, gam shnei and gam l'rabbi says havlad, that you don't worry about mamon and debal. Gival, mamon and debal, that's all you're worried about. Why don't you worry about killing another person unnecessarily? So if you would hold duba yerechimoy, okay, so it's only one person. But if you hold duba lav yerechimoy, so you're killing two people, so why kill two people instead of one? So that's what the Ran sounds like he answers. He doesn't spell it out explicitly, but that's how the Chazanish and Rab Chaim and Rab Elvela and the Radzina Rebbe and Tzemach Tov, they all say the same shot. Even if you hold that Uber, Lav Yerechima, it's one person with two bodies. So there's no separate Yisr Ritzicha on the Uber. That's the Tshuva that the Torah Chesed has. There was a Chabura the other day about the abortions. So there was a big machlokes harishonim, how to read the Gemara. You're only allowed to permit an abortion. You're only permitted to perform an abortion if the mother's life is bisakon. Mother's life is not bisakon, you're not allowed to. So that's a question. Is that an isa deraisa, an isa derabbanan? So they look in this. The chemedi has three different opinions. So one opinion is abortion is mutter. One opinion it's awesome with the rabbanan. One opinion it's awesome and atur. So then the stechemi quotes the haskamas achrayim is that abortions are an isa deraisa. Because Tosfos said on the sugi miyika midi, how can it be that a benoyach is neragal ubrim? If a benoyach gets the death penalty for killing an uber, so it has to be that it's also be Yisrael also. The fact that we don't get the death penalty, that's not a kasha. But if it's going to be muta by us and by them, it's also, so yeah, it's a violation miyika midi. So that's what the haskamas achrayim is, that an abortion is certainly an isa deraisa, but it's still mokum to pilpul, what is the gather of the isa? Is it an isa ritzicha? When you perform an abortion, it's an isur ritzicha. That's how the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam says the only heter is because of roidef. The uber is a roidef on the mother. And Pashup Shat and Rashi and the other Rishonim is it's not an isur ritzicha, it's an isur chavola. It's an isur deraisa, it's an isur chavola. And you don't need that it should be pikuach nefesh on the mother. It's not that you're allowed to kill the yubam midin raitiv. The rabbi, the gemara said, mishamayu hudukar ratfilei pashup shatim. Gemara is not like the Rambam, that it's not a raitiv, but it's an isa chavola. So not only when the mother's life is bisakana, whenever it will be medically recommended, so you would say there's no isa chavola. So that's what the Torah's chesed says. The pashtus is that there is no separate isir. There is no isir itzich on the uba. The mother's still alive. Even if you hold uba, lav, yerechimai, it's one person with two bodies. Let's say I cut off a finger. That's not an isir itzicha. See, even if you hold uba, is lav, yerechimai, it's two gufim, but it's one person. So it's one person. So there's no itzicha. The mother is still alive. So that's what the Torah's chesed pushes. He thinks that even the Rambam, who thinks that it is an isir itzicha, he only had to perform an abortion is because midin raidev, he thinks that the Rambam only said it by Yoshua ala Mashber. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Aholos that the woman is Hamakasha Lele. The Mishnah quoted the Mishnah in Aholos. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Aholos. The woman is in labor. So when the woman is in labor, maybe then the Rambam holds that it's an Isa Ritzicha. Maybe the Rambam would say, beginning from the point of Kolol HaChadosh at the beginning of the ninth month, the Torah's Chesed is pushing. He thinks that even according to the Rambam, most of the time the Rambam would agree with the other Rishonim that it's not an Isa Ritzicha, it's only an Isa Chavol. That's all based on this Ran. This Ran has this Gemara in Erchin at the end of the first Perek. That even if you, Gemara seems to imply, even if you would hold that Uber is Lav Yerechima, it just means that it's two Gufim, but it's one person. So there's no separate Isa Ritzicha on the Uber. So that's a very important source. That's one of the crucial Maramakimus. So again, one of the topics that, the big topic that they discuss, how can you have a ger katan on the level of the raisa? Ger katan is based on zochin. So they finally came to the suggestion, the mother was nizgayra kishehimu beres, so that's not based on zochin. Nigdil is not yecholim limchas, because even if you hold that uber is lav yerechimai, it's one person with two gufim, and the mother's das is good for the geris of the vlad, and it's not based on zochin, it's not yecholim limchas. Then Tosis has another discussion. How does the child own any money? Because Metzias Kotlin is only with the Rabbanu, so how does he get any money? So Tosis has different suggestions. So one of the suggestions of Tosis is the kid agreed, a little kid, 10 years old, agreed to shovel the snow for the next door neighbor, and he's going to pay him $2 for shoveling the snow. So then when he finishes shoveling the snow and the neighbor gives him the $2, true, the kid can't be zeichem and a hefker, but if I owe him money and I pay him the money, but Torah is piron achayiv, so Tosis says, then he's kainim and a Torah. How is that better? How is that good men a Torah? So the other day in Tosis says, whenever there's das acheres makna, he's kainim and a Torah. The mechaber paskens like that day. Whenever there's das acheres makna, the cotton is kainim and a Torah. In other words, to be zeichem and a hefker, metzias katan is only midirabonim because there is a need for das kainet. But whenever there's das acheres makna, then there's no need for das kainet. Okay? The shach is very unhappy about this tesis. The tesis in Reish Mem Gimel. That's where the mechaber quotes this shita satesis. Whenever there's das acheres makna, so the katan is kainem and a ter. So the tesis there quotes from the shach. Where did tesis get this idea from that das acheres makna is different? I think more in the first parag in Bob Metzia. The Gemara says the chotzer is only kaine. Chotzer is kaine is a pasuk. The Gemara says there's a pasuk by get and there's a pasuk by ganef. So the Gemara says you learn out the combination of both. The chotzer is kaine by get and by ganef and kol tar kula. There's a kinyan chotzer. The Gemara says chotzer is only kaine if it's a chotzer hamishtameres. Chotzer sheinim shtameres is not kaine. But the Gemara says what if it's das acheres makne? I put a maton on your chotzer. So then the chotzer is kind of even if it's not mishtameres. So the Gemara made a distinction between das acheres makna and that. So the shach says, what has it got to do over here? We're talking about whether you need das kaina. So why should it make a difference whether you have das acheres makna? What's the right? So in that Gemara, where the Gemara says that if it's das acheres makna, the chotzer sheni mishtameres is kaina, so the shita mukobetz is there in Bav Metzia in the first parak, quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz on Bav Metzia, that the bir hadvarim is the two kinds of chotzer hamishtameres. One is if you have walls around the chotzer, and the davar shel hefker fell in, and simply the outsiders can't get in. The chotzer is mishtameres. Then there's another kind of chotzer mishtameres, because of minisa lo sigzo. Someone left a matana there, but there are no walls. Whoever wants can come in. But it's not a Dovr Shel Hefker that fell in. Someone put a matana only for the Bala Chatsa. He doesn't want anybody else to take it. So that's also a Mishtameris. Mishtameris because of the Isser of Lois Igzal. I put the matana only for the Bala Chatsa. I don't want anybody else to take it. The Rabbeinu Peretz says that that's why the Gemara says, if it's a Das Acheres Makne, you don't need Mishtameris because it is Mishtameris because of the Isser of Lois Igzal. So they say like that, then the Shach is 100% right. How do you prove from there that even though the cotton is not zechem and ater when he picks up a dovish al hefker, but if somebody gives him a matan, he's kainim and ater. What does it got to do? Makes it into mishtameres. We're not talking about kinyachot. So obviously, Tosis understood from that Gemara that das acheres makna makes it better. They had a different understanding. They didn't understand it like Bat Rabbein and Peretz, that when it's a das acheres makna, it's considered a chotzer mishtameres. So how did Tosis understand shot by the chotzer? The Rav Soloveitchik explained. Tosis apparently thinks, let's say chotzer mitam shlucha. The Gemara has a lashon. Chotzer is considered as if it's the shliach of the bala chotzer, and it's kind of mehef of the bala chotzer. But let's say I appoint the shliach, and the shliach goes and he does a kinyan on my behalf. I want him to buy a house, and I authorize him. He should agree to give $100 million and buy the house. Fine. So the shaliach has to act on behalf of the mshalech. He has to have in mind he's doing the kinyan on behalf of the mshalech. When you have a chotzer mishtameres, so the fact that it's mishtameres makes it an umdad in the muchach that the chotzer mitam shlucha is doing the shlichas on behalf of the mshalech, on behalf of the bala chotzer. But if you have a chotzer shein mishtameres, so it's as if there's a lack of umdad in the muchach that the shlich is doing on behalf of the mshalech. Who says the chotzer is toifes on behalf of the bala chotzer? So that's what the Gemara says. Whenever there's das acheres makna, that can take the place of the das kaina. You need das kaina to be koveya, that the tfisas hachotzer is on behalf of the bala chotzer. So if it's mishtameres, that makes an umdad in the muchach that the tfisas hachotzer is on behalf of the bala chotzer. If it's ain't a mishtameres, so if you have das acheres makna, the das makna can take the place of the das kaina. Das makna makes it that the tfisas hachotzer is on behalf of the bala chotzer. So that's what Tosis derived from that Gemara, that even though you need Menater, there is an institution of Das Kaina. Not only is there an institution of Das Makna, when you want to give a Maton, you want to sell to someone else, you have to be a Gadol. A Kotten can't be Makna. The Rambam starts off, Perkov Tes and Hilchas Mechira. There are Shlosh Ein Mikha Mekach, Beim Em Kerem Emka Din Torah, the Cherishoy to be Kotten. He's not a Bar Das, so he can't have Das Makna. So Tosis assumes not only is there a need for das makna, there's a need for das kaina to be zoichem and a hefker. So, but if there's das acheres makna, that can take the place of the das kaina. So that's how we pass it. We pass like that. And the Shach doesn't like the whole thing. The Shach thinks that it's not so. So we pass and das acheres makna is kaina and a ter. But then Tosis suggests, but if you don't accept that answer, so how does the cotton have any mammon? So Tosis says he shovels the snow for the next door neighbor, and the neighbor agreed to pay him $2, and he gives him the money. But still, if you don't hold for das acheres makna, how is the cotton kind of the $2? Fine, the next door neighbor has the das makna to give him the money, but how is the cotton kind of bottom line? He owes him the $2, but how is he kind of the money? So you see from the Tosis, the Tosis there in Reish Man Yimel, you see from the Tosis that if I owe you money and I give you the money, I make it piron achav, I make it accessible to you, the money is nicknamed to you without any need for a maisekinyan. Otherwise, how is the cotton kain over here? The answer is the next door neighbor on whose behalf he shoveled the snow made the money accessible to the cotton. The cotton can make a kinyan, even with das acheres makna. Tosis now is working with the assumption das acheres makna doesn't even help. But the fact that I made the money accessible to the cotton as piron achav, if the chov is paru of what is, so then the money is nicknamed to you. That's a chiddush that you see in Tosis. The Tosis quotes this to answer the kasha of the Prichodosh. There is a Gemara in the last daf in Lulav HaGozel where the Gemara has a din. It's in other places in Yivam is also that the farmer who gives away the truma to a cotton, a kohen cotton, can be yotze the mitzvah matnas kahuna. The Gemara's lashon is cotton hadel lisa is kapov. If the cotton is old enough, intelligent enough, he knows how to duchen. Cholkan lo truma bebeis hagurin. You're allowed to give him truma. That's the girsa that we have. Cotton hadel lisa is kapov. And Tosis has a kasha. There's a Gemara in Megillah that seems to say cotton does not duchen at all. So the others have the girsa in the Sifrei Zuta. The girsa is cotton hadel lisa es kinofov. He knows how to hold his kapota. Because Stam Yadayim Shni is saying, so he's going to hold the truma, he's going to passel it, Betumas Hayadayim. So when the kid, if the kid is intelligent, he knows when he comes to ask for the truma, he didn't wash until his yadam, so he's going to hold out his bag and he's going to say, please give me some truma, and it'll go like this. That's the girsa that it says in the Sifrei Zutna, Katan Hadeli says kinofov. But in the Gemara it says, Katan Hadeli says kapov. He knows he's intelligent enough to duchen, so he'll be careful not to be metame the truma. So the Prichadosh is bothered with Akasha. How is the farmer yotze the mitzvah of Matan's kahuna by giving the truma to a katan? The katan is not kaina. So how are you yotze the Matan's kahuna? So the Prichadosh says, the answer is, because we paskin a resh mem gimel like this line in Tosis, that whenever there's das acheres makna, the katan is kaina men atorah. So the farmer gives the truma to the katan, so that's das acheres makna. That's the Prichadosh in the Sefer Maim Chaim. So the Tzeis quotes that in resh mem gimel, and he has a kasha. The Gemara in the Dorim has the machloikas hatanoim, where the Taifas Anoa mom and Taifas Anoa ain't a mom. The end of the Dorim and other mesichtas. So if Taifas Anoa mom in the Posh Bishat is that the farmer has the right to pick whichever coin he wants to give it to, he's expressing, he's exercising das makdam when he gives it to the coin. But we pass in Taifas Anoa ain't a mom. Taifas Anoa ain't a mom, so there is no das acheres makdam. So how is the cotton coinim in our Torah? So how is the farmer yotze the mitzvah of matan skun? That's the Tosis taina against the Prichadosh. So the Tosis says the answer is a different one. The Chumash says, I think it's at the end of Parshas Korach, when the Torah reviews all of the chof, many of the chof dalad matan skun, so it says you have to give truma to the kohen. Kisachahu lachem, chelav avaydaschem be'oil moed. The Torah says that giving the truma to the kohen is b'toras chiras poilim. The kohenim have to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. They do work for us, and we have to give them a salary. They have to make a living. So since they're doing avodah for us, we, like I ask you to shovel the snow for me, I owe you the $2, whatever I agreed to pay you. So here, since you do avodah, so I'm chayiv to pay. So whenever the cotton, whenever I do a piron achayiv, we owe chiras poilim to the kohanim. So when we give them the truma, it's b'toras piron achayiv. So that's what Tosis says, that Maisa Yodav in the Schiris is Shalom Midaraisa. You don't need a Maisa Kinyan for the cotton to be kind. As long as they make a Chaloshem Piron and make it accessible to the cotton, so the cotton is Kainam and Atar. That's the Tosis quotes this line. And Tosis to explain how you Yotze. Then the Tosis puts in parentheses, even though there's a little bit of a problem here, because the Kain before Bar Mitzvah can't be Makar Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. How can you say that it's Schiris Poyalim? So he says, it's a light plug there, I see. The Torah says that the giving truma is an inyan of a schiris pile. So the Nesivis attacks the Ksais. He says, the Ksais himself slugged up this whole answer. So the Nesivis says the whole kasha in the first place is a mistake. Who says that in order for the farmer to fulfill the mitzvah of matan's kahuna, you have to be makna, the truma, to the kohen? If you make it accessible, he should be able to eat it. So that's Matan Skuna. Hi, the Gemara is Beferish in the first parak in Bava Metziah. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Maseches Maaseh Sheni, the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Yeshua were on the boat traveling from Rome back to Eretz Yisrael. And Rebbe Akiva was giving away the Truma Gedolah with the Maaseh Rishon, with the Maaseh Oni. And the Gemara said he had to make Kinyonim, he had to make a Kinyon Agav, he had to make a Kinyon Chotzer, whatever Kinyonim. What do you need Kinyonim? You just make it available and you Yotze. So according to the Nesivis, what does the Gemara insist on making Kinyonim? So the Nesivis says, no, that Gemara, Tosis explains, that Gemara is talking about Shas Habir. It's Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year. So you have to say, B'yarti HaKodesh Min Abayis. So you have to be makna it away. If you just make it available, you just make it accessible, that's good all the other 7 years. When you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Matan Skuna, but if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Biur, then the halacha requires that you have to make a kinyan, you have to be makna away from yourself. So this concept that the Tosis writes, that when I owe you money, let's say you're in the middle of davening, and I owe you $100, you're putting out the tefillin, taking off your tefillin, so I say, here's the $100 I put it on the table, and I wave to you goodbye, and you wave goodbye. And you were never kind of the money. I put the money in front of you on the table, and you say, good, have a nice day, goodbye. So the halacha says that the chov is parua. The chov is parua. You never made a kinyan. I made the money accessible, chov is parua. And by virtue of the fact that the chov is parua, with the $100 that I made accessible, the money is nicked into you without any need for a maisa kinyan. That's what you see from this tosis. The tosis has an often, another tosis has an often, the Gemara in Bava Metziah, to demonstrate that that is so. That whenever you make Piron Achov, There's no need for a ma'aseh kinyan that it should be called piroin. You just make it accessible to the person to whom you pay. And by virtue of the fact that the money was made accessible, nechov is parua, the money is nikna to that person. So there's such a rivet in Hilchas Malva V'Loiva, as well as in Hilchas Ishus. There is a Gemara, the rivet is in Perakei and Ishus Halacha Tezvav, where the Gemara in the first Perak in Kiddushin talks about it's a strange situation. A boy lent money to a girl, and then she owes him $100, and he says he can keep the $100 by Hareat Mekudeshesli. So the Gemara says, a Mekadesh B'milda Zeni Mekudeshes? So it's no good, because he already gave her the money a long time ago. So the Ravid interprets in the Gemara, if it's Mos Mizumanim B'yodo Lifroya, if the girl has the $100 and she's ready to give it back to the Chosn, to whom she owes the money, and he says he can keep it, so it's considered as if, even though she's holding on to the money, but she's prepared to give it back, so since she made it accessible to the Chosn, it's considered Parua, and the chassan is kind of the money. Even though it's in her hand, chassan's kind of the money. Then he says, you can keep the $100. That's considered a new nesina. That's considered a new nesina. So that's why she's mukudeshes. And the Ravid says, in Hilchas Malva V'Loiva, that would be ribis kitzutza b'shas halvoy. If I lend you money and I say, here's $100 and I want you to pay me 8% interest. So that's ribis kitzutza. If I lend you money and I say later on, I'd like you to pay me some interest, that's ribis she'ena kitzutza, that's ena yotze b'dayon. So the Ravid learns Pshat in the Gemara, if I lent you money and it's already he gives man hapiron, and you come with the money most mizmane biyod lefer, you're about to return the money to me, and I say, and you ask, can you keep it for another month? And I say, okay, you can keep it for another month, but this time I want 8% interest. So the Ravid learns based on this Gemara, Kiddushin Yochichu, the Ravid learns from this Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin that's considered ribis kitzutza b'shas halva. Because it's considered, since Mos Mizumanim B'yod LeFrei, she's about to give back the money to the Loiva is about to give the money back to the Malva. So the Malva is kind of the money because he made it, the Loiva made it accessible to the Malva. Then the Malva gives him permission to keep it. That's considered a new halva. It's a kitzitza, v'shas halva. So that becomes Ribis Kitzutz. So that's a chiddush. That's the Ravid's chiddush. The Ravid and the Balamor learned Bechavrusa. A lot of times they have the same thing. So here there's a famous Balamor, and Baba Kama has the same Alamed Vav Amed Beis. The Gemara says someone slapped someone else, who the Tokale Lachavre, someone beat someone else up, and the Dayan said, you owe him a half a dollar. So the Gemara said, the Balamor learns Pshat the Gemara, he was about to pay the money, and then he said, the one to whom he was about to pay the money said, give the money to someone else. He was mocked at the money. So the Balamor says, the money is considered Shaloi Ubirshusai, of the Nechbal. But the Chayvel didn't give him the money yet. So the Ravid says, the Balamor writes the same as the Ravid. Most Mizmanim B'yad Lefroya is considered as if he made the money accessible to the Nechbal. The money was made accessible, so the Chov is Parua. Chov is Parua, so the money is Nikna B'li Ma'isa Kinyan. That's Mamashaloya B'shusai of the Nechbal. And the Melchamas disagrees and he says, what in the world are you talking about? Maybe you're right when you make the money. If I put the money on the table, I might see the money mishusi, but I make it accessible to you. But if the money is still in my hand, it's still, it never left the mishus of the noisen, of the peroi, of the pireya. How can you say that the money is considered parua and it's nikna to the nechba if it never left the mishus of the chayv? This is a very rich thesis. There's so many different topics that you have to study each one slowly. Then there's another topic that the time doesn't permit me to speak about. Thesis says, Gezel Ager, the whole topic of Gezel Ager is that he's Nishbal HaSheker. So thesis says, Ein Nishbal HaMatayinus Chayrushoi to the Kotten. So thesis says, it doesn't have to be Hishbiyu Hadayonim. Kofetz V'Nishba is also going to have a din of Gezel Ager. The only time you need Hishbiyu Hadayonim, that's if you want to have Toin Tainas Ganif, his Chayiv Kefil, that's only Hishbiyu Hadayon. But for this purpose, Gezel Ager Kofetz V'Nishba is also good. But then Tosis throws in another answer. Maybe when you say the first very wide line of Tosis, V'yesh Laima, Dehani Mili, Ein Nishboim, Al Tainas Kotten, is only Tainas Moide B'Miktsas. I will Shua Seidecha Nishboim, even to a Kotten. That's a big Chiddush in Tosis. That's a major Machlokes HaRishayim in the beginning of Bab Metzia and Dav Gimel. The Gemara says that the Hatzara Shova, Rabchir Kamaisa, Hatzara Shova of two Shvuz, their rice is, they tainu kfira in boim. So that's a big machlokes. The Rashba there on Bab Metzia has a machlokes, two girsus in the Gemara, two girsus agoinim. What is a tzaddah shavu? Taino kfir is might have been miktsas and gilgal shvua, but shvua said echod is no, echod is neman until you swear to contradict him. What do you say? No, gilgal shvua, shvua garer shvura. The tzaddah shavu of taino kfir is might have been miktsas and shvua said echod. Shvua said echod, the echod supports the tainas hatoveya, makes a tainas hatoveya into a taina hashuva, and a taina hashuva is machai v'shvua. So it's a fundamental machlokes. What is shvua said echod based on? So Tosfos here is assuming that there's no einish boy matainas katan because the katan is a lab barda, so the tainas akatan is a taina shema. And you need a tainas bari. You need a tainas bari if you need a taina. But if the halacha says eidechot is mechay v'shvua, just komok m'shishnai mechay v'nosimam and eidechot mechay v'shvua, so if two eidim say someone owes money to the katan doesn't have to know anything about the case. So if eidechot says someone owes money to the court, Eidechot is Nema until the point that the person swears Faker. So Taisus holds that Shvos Eidechot, this Taisus, and Taisus there also, and Bob Metzia Dav Gimel holds, Shvos Eidechot is not based on Taina Chashuvah. It's not that Eidechot supports the Taina Sateveya, makes it into the Taina Chashuvah, and the Taina Chashuvah is Machai Veshvuah. Kamok Meshishtai Machai Venosimam, and Eidechot Machai Veshvuah. And other Rishonim hold not so. The Ramam writes, Beferish not so. The Shvos Eidechot, the Eidechot supports the Taina Sateveya, makes it into a Taina Chashuvah. But if he's a cherushot to be cotton, so he's a lab bardas. It's never called a taina chashuv. It's not called a taina zbari. It's called a taina shem. So that's a fundamental machlekes. What is the tzara shava there? What is the yisayt? What is the basis of shvua seidecha?
Idechos like shteirim. Shteirim is b'chaim moment. Idechos also b'chaim moment. You can pat yourself.
Pat yourself, right? Right? This day and time.
Yeah. Exactly.